Thank you for tuning in to the WEEM Weekly Podcast, a bi-weekly podcast produced by 91.7 WEEM to share with you all about what is going on around our school and community. You can find present and future episodes of this podcast at 91.7WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found. You are listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. My name is Dylan Brown, and today I am joined with Mr. Pio, who is one of our vice principals here at the high school. Now, we are in our final stretch of the school year. How are you feeling about the whole year as a whole?
I think it's been a good year, and the end of the year is one of those that's kind of twofold. So for the student side, it's, you know, gearing up for final exams and then getting to summer, which is always good. But for us on the admin side, it's getting ready for graduation and everything that goes in there. It's one of those events that has to go really well.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you just explain briefly what goes into getting graduation organized and all that?
It's kind of a year long process. There's different things you do in certain steps. You got to make sure all the caps and gowns are ordered early on and get all those things lined up. But then as you move across, like towards where we're at now, making sure all the seniors have all everything they need in place for graduations with their pathways, making sure all three buckets are filled. And then it's going over to senior agreement, which just kind of outlines where you have to be, when you have to be there, what's the dress, you know, different things. And then it's getting ready for rehearsal, getting ready for graduation. And with graduation, it requires us, since we moved it outside for COVID, we've kind of kept it there out on the football field. It's been kind of nice, but that requires us to bring in outside people to set up the stage, to set up the sound. And luckily we have some good community partners that help us out with that. But it's a lot of moving parts. You got to make sure all come together at that one time, that one day. So it's a lot of undertaking on the backside to make an event that looks pretty seamless when we do it.
Yeah. Now you mentioned how, first of all, the students have to meet the graduation requirements. What happens if a student does not meet those graduation requirements?
That it depends what we're looking at here. Depends what it is. So like we've had some students that, you know, if they're a couple classes shy, you know, then they can get them made up in, you know, summer school. But if they're within one credit, typically they still get to walk. But if they're more than that, they don't get to participate in the graduation ceremony. But same thing. So they have until October to finish up so they can still graduate on time. Or if it's something in the graduation pathways where we're kind of scrambling to hurry up and try to find ways to get them to meet those things.
Now, moving into kind of a year recap, what has been your favorite part of this year?
Like I said, I really feel like it's students getting back to that sense of normal. It's been fun, you know, every morning seeing different groups of students hang out together again, students hanging out in the parking lot. Just you see a lot more social interactions. And I think that's been something that's been lacking for a lot of students the last couple of years. I think as the year began, I think it was a struggle for a lot of people to be around everybody again. It's like, whoa, we're not used to having the extra 400 people that were virtual the last couple of years back in. I think, you know, there's some juniors that this is their first year they've actually been in the building. But just getting back to that, you know, taking advantage of those opportunities that we kind of overlooked. So just from hanging out with people to more group projects to being at more events. And then I feel like the students have really done a good job of really grasping those things.
Yeah. And then kind of on the flip side, what do you think has been the hardest part of this year or like the biggest challenge you faced?
Same thing. I think it was from a student side, everybody coming back together and how to deal with each other.
Yeah.
I think it led to a lot of issues, especially first semester compared to second semester. It's been a lot better, but just, you know, not understanding how to deal with everybody again.
You're talking about like a lot of conflicts between
students.
Just
a lot of conflicts, you know, and it's things that normally in the past, I don't think it would have been such a big deal, but I you know, they just haven't been there. So it's those things where you practice getting through that conflict resolution, and it led to a lot of issues with people that normally don't have those issues or different groups of students that we don't normally see it. But once again, I think that's kind of it's gotten a lot better as the year went on, but, you know, and then the school year as a whole from like, you know, the school side of things. I mean, we had a change in our leadership and the principal mid-year, which doesn't happen all the time. So it was understanding that change. And
got deans, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, we kind of reorganized some things. So things look a little different. And that, like I said, it put some stress on some people and the students as well. And but as a whole, I think it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, I think it's gone pretty well. Are you sad to see the class of 23 go?
Yeah, this class I've spent a lot of time with. I mean, you do every year for different reasons. But this class, I think, as a senior group, they came together and wanted to have a true senior experience. They planned the whole homecoming with student council. It was pretty much senior-led, you know, to out there. They were out there having their sunrise breakfast this morning, and they had the senior picnic planned. And getting back to some of those events that, you know, prior senior classes the last 3 years didn't have. So they're bringing back some of those traditions again. And I think they've really embraced what it means to enjoy your senior year and make the most out of it. And I, from that aspect, I really miss them. I think I've been closer with this group's class officers and some different students in there. So to me, just from a personal standpoint, there's a lot of students I've, you know, you grow close to. So, but as a whole, it's been a fun class and it's excited to see them get back to normal this year. Mm-hmm.
I think too, almost because of how isolated the last few years have been, they've came back reinvigorated, wanting to get the whole senior experience.
Oh, absolutely. I could not agree with that more.
Yeah. And then, do you think the class of 23 is prepared to be successful in whatever endeavors they end up going off to?
I hope so. They've shown that they have some resiliency to them.
Yeah.
I mean, when you don't know from week to week if you're going to be in person, hybrid, online for 2 years to the freshman year was cut short.
Yeah.
You know, I think they've learned to overcome things and roll with things. And actually, in a lot of ways, it's probably going to make them better off in the long run because they're going to be able to adapt to different things.
Yeah, definitely teaches you resiliency, whether you want it to or not.
Yeah, you're forced into it. So I think, you know, the fact that the whole class as a whole is where they're at, I think they've all benefited from that and it'll serve them well going forward.
And then kind of switching gears again, what is something you want to do differently next year than this year to improve upon?
I think one thing is kind of the whole school culture a little bit. I think we need to get back to, you know, we were so isolated, we were so different things and you found comfort in those different pockets within the school, but getting back to celebrating everyone and, and kind of being more inclusive, in terms of, you know, athletics, clubs, just people in general, I think just becoming more accepting of different groups and different, you know, it's okay to have different views and things. So I think the school culture part of thing will improve, but that's one of the things that, you know, I think needs to be addressed a little bit just to continue to, you know, that and to get students involved in things. I want every student to be involved in something if possible. I think it makes high school a lot more fun when you're involved in things.
Yeah. So basically you want to kind of get everyone else, like, kind of separate the niches a little bit and get everyone to like experience with all
you
the
know,
other
I want, you know, I don't want it just to be like, well, you know, okay, let me give you an example. You know, if the basketball team has, you know, a big win, I want everybody to celebrate that. If our academic teams go to state, I want everyone to celebrate that. I want us to take pride in who we are.
Yeah. As everyone and as in the
everyone,
school.
You know, like everything, you know, it's our kids down here in Weem that are doing a great job. I want them to be looked at the same way as everybody else. I want them to be like, man, that's awesome. Great job. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's congratulate people and, you know, and embrace and enjoy other successes as part of your success. You know, I may not have any direct role in a baseball or softball win, but I enjoy when they win. Like I do. Cause I see the work that goes into it. I see the work that our students do down here. I see what the work that our band and choir students do, our theater kids. And it's amazing. And we got to look at all the great things that we do and be like, man, that's really, you know, don't just be like, oh, you know, you guys didn't do a good job. Well, what are you doing to help with that? You know, don't cut them down because it didn't go well. Like, hey, you get them next time. You know, have a little more positive attitude.
Yeah, that's a good mindset to have as an administrator too, I think. Yep. Okay, so I know you like school events such as homecoming and prom and all that. What has been your favorite memory from this year?
Oh, man.
A lot to pick from.
There is a lot to pick from. Honestly, I think, I don't know. I think our first assembly in a long time was one that kind of stood out because that was ran by all the students. The students came to us and said, hey, this is what we want to do. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a lot of fun for me. Prom is always a fun one.
Yeah.
Cause you get to see everybody just in a different element. So I enjoy those, but I think you just take, you know, I can't say that I love one over another. It's you just enjoy each one cause they're all different. Like homecoming to prom is totally different.
You like them all for different reasons.
They all have really cool things to them and it's neat. So I just enjoy them all, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I kind of forgot about the pep rally, but now that you mention it, that was the first pep rally I'd ever been to since probably early on eighth grade.
Exactly. So like, it was one of those things that like, not everybody probably knew how to handle or take it, but I was like, well, I was just like, all right, that we're getting back to some things that we haven't done in a long, long time. And it was, I thought it was well done. And the students, like I said, the students led the whole thing. Yeah. So I thought it was great.
It was fun to have some teacher competition with the tortilla challenge too.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great time. A lot of good laughs. I mean, that was the most competitive game of musical chairs I've ever seen.
Oh yeah.
You know, it was just, it was a lot of fun. It was very intense. And I enjoyed that. Just kind of seeing everybody come together again and just hopefully they enjoyed it as much as I did.
Yeah. What is your favorite memory with the senior class, if you have one?
You know, I think it's still to come. It's when you get together. Here's one of those weird things. Like graduation rehearsal is one of those fun days. Everyone's like, oh, how's it fun? You're outside practicing it, but really it's kind of the culmination. It's the last time they get to be together as a class and just kind of, you know, the reality sets in like, oh, wow, this is happening.
We're going our own ways.
This is the last hurrah. Yeah. And you kind of see the whole class as a whole come together. And that's, to me, one of the more special things. So I don't think I've had my favorite memory with them yet that's most impactful. That's coming up in a couple weeks. It's one of those, it's a really cool day when it all comes together and then they have the picnic and things like that. And it's kind of like their last hurrah before they all go their separate ways.
All right. Now just kind of moving into a final recap. What are your goals for next year?
You know, my roles kind of changed this year a little bit. So I've kind of moved out of discipline and that's some more of the curriculum and instruction and some different things. So
I know you've been doing a lot of classroom sit-ins recently.
I have done a bunch. So it's been really good. So I want to continue to push us forward. I don't want us to get stagnant or, you know, I want us to push forward a little
continual
bit.
Continual growth.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, finding new ways to engage students in new ways, in the classroom to continue to make our school grow and provide a better education for our students.
Yeah.
That's going to be my number one focus next year and just kind of moving forward. So I'm kind of excited about the challenge and just, you know, we have a lot of good people that have retired the last couple of years. So it's a lot of new faces coming in and just helping them maintain what I feel is a school that really provides a good education for our students. And I want to see it continue to grow and not just be like, well, we're a good school. I want us to be the best school.
That's
what I want to be. Yeah. You know, I want us to be the model and move more closer to that.
Yeah. And I think academics should always be the number one priority.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, everything else, it makes high school, you know, enjoyable and there's benefit to it. But at the end of the day, your education is what's going to take you further, whether you go to a trade school, whether you're going to job field, whether you're going to a 2-year, 4-year school, whatever it is, I want you guys to be prepared to walk out of here and be, you know, members of society that can be very productive and live the kind of life that you want to live.
And for my final question, do you feel like you've met your goals that you had this year?
In ways, yes. In ways, no. I think my goals kind of shifted mid-year.
I mean, this year's been like changing as the year's gone on, so it's kind of hard to predict.
So some of the things we wanted to get back to is student accountability. So in a lot of ways, I think we've met a lot of those. We still have ways to go with some attendance and some different things. But as far as some of the other things, I think it's gotten better. But just, you know, the other goals kind of shifted, so I have a good idea where we need to go now.
Yeah.
And that'll help me to plan for the next year. So part of it, yes, part of it, no.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being on here with me today. It was very nice for you to take your time.
Always a pleasure. I appreciate you having me.
All right. And for everyone at home, we will have one more interview right after this quick ad. So stay tuned.
Listen to us live on our new app. It's called 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to WEEM Weekly. I am here with Mr. Jones, one of the deans of students. And I'm assuming you're going to be helping out with some graduation things, right?
Yeah, I will. Plan on being there. It's the first one I'm attending too, so I'm excited to go.
Do you know, like, what percentage of students are going to be on track to graduate this year? Because I know some juniors can graduate early.
Yep. So I would say our total is going to be about 320. With that number, you have a few people who've graduated early at mid-year. They're going to come back and walk during the celebration. And then also, I'd say a handful of juniors as well, probably about 10.
Do you know about what the schedule is going to be for graduation day?
Starts at 2 p.m. And when we're done, we're done. So a lot of the pre-planning steps are taken care of, like awards, things like that. But 2 p.m. we'll start, and then however long it takes. And we plan on being outside. So it should be a great day and a great celebration.
Are there going to be any special accommodations for students with disabilities during the ceremony?
Yeah. So before we start the ceremony, or even we'll get to the graduation process, students with specific accommodations, if a student needs an interpreter, things of that sort, it's handled way before time. And so any students, their specific needs are met before time. That way we know that everybody's accommodated as they need to be.
Is there going to be a rehearsal of the ceremony?
Yeah. So we, every year we have a rehearsal. It's going to be the 26th at 10 o'clock.
Are there any specific like rules or guidelines that people need to follow during the ceremony?
So what was sent out right now over the announcements, seniors are asked to sign a code of conduct, which basically gives them the parameters of what they need to do, how they need to act, things of that sort, what to expect, and what we expect them to follow guidelines-wise.
Is there going to be a deadline for submitting the paperwork?
So it's just found in the senior packet. So that packet that's given today will have all that information on there.
Is that what they called for a little while ago?
Yep. That's what they called for.
All right. Are there going to be any scholarships or awards presented? Because I know you said that you guys figured out awards a lot.
Yeah, so we have a senior award night, which is actually going to be next Wednesday. And we like to do that ahead of time just because for those who are expecting to win an award or who are up for an award, it kind of expedites the process a little bit for graduation because we don't want to take away from other students in their graduation day. So it makes it to where it's a more efficient process for graduation day. And so that's why we have that night separate.
How many tickets does each student get to like bring people?
So the nice thing is with recent years, we've moved out to the football field. And so with the football field, we have pretty much as many people as someone wants to bring, they can bring them. If the weather does not allow us to be outside, we limit each student to 7 guests allowed, basically 7 tickets. So it's a pretty good number for each student.
All right. How do all the seniors go around ordering caps and gowns?
So we have a company called Herf Jones, and every year they come out around the middle of the school year. It's around January time. They'll have a table set out during lunch, and basically they will get sizes and heights and things of that sort so that the cap and gown fits correctly. I mean, my advice always is to be as early as possible for that in case there's any issues or if it doesn't fit right. Really, it needs to be as soon as possible. If a senior is ordering them right now, they're probably late to the ordering process. So, got to get them ordered fast.
Are there any rules, or are they allowed to decorate their caps in any way?
No, we don't let students decorate their cap just because it eliminates any, if somebody puts profanity on their cap or something that's kind of suggested, you're not really sure. It just kind of eliminates that gray area. And that's also found in the student code of conduct that seniors are signing right now as well.
What would happen if someone is, say, unable to attend the ceremony?
So basically every student is given the opportunity to walk if they choose not to. Some students just say, no, I don't need to. So they are allowed to pick up their diploma, and we prefer as soon as possible after the ceremony. They can come in, the following Tuesday if they really want to. And just come and get their diploma. And if anybody plans on not walking, they just need to let us know as soon as possible. That way, when we put all the students in their rows, specifically via alphabet, so it looks nice and it's balanced and just kind of makes the ceremony, like we talked about earlier, move a little bit faster.
Do you have anything else to add on?
Nope. Thank you for having me again. This is fun.
Well, that's just about everything I have for you, so you can go and say bye.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the WEEM Weekly Podcast. Join us next time at 917WEEM.org or wherever podcasts can be found.